We're going to stick with the topic of money, but bring it back to the American shores now. How much do we know about money, our finances, and how much do we teach our kids? Yesterday, we spoke to Secretary of Education Arne Duncan.
As basic as teaching young people to read and to do math is, giving young people the skills to be financially literate and to take care of themselves, you know, through their working lives and into retirement, I think we have a tremendous obligation to do a much, much better job than we have in the past in providing young people with those skills.
But in fact, young people often don't have those skills, and sometimes it's a lack of knowledge in financial matters that translates to a 20-something saddled with thousands, maybe tens of thousands, in student loans. According to a recent Sallie Mae survey, the costs of college is shifting to students, adding more burdens on them, and sometimes it seems there's no way out of that debt. But you might be able to manage and pay it off. There's new programs being implemented in high schools around the country that not only addresses the whole problem of student loans, but tries to alleviate debts as well. Back again with us, Beth Koblenner, author of Get a Financial Life, and a member of the President's Advisory Council on Financial Capability. And first of all, let's establish how big a problem student loan debt is in this country at this point. I mean, bigger than credit card debt, right?
That's right. We're talking $1 trillion, Celeste. It's huge. And the average college student graduates with $25,000 in debt. So it's a real issue that's draining families. You know, in the 1950s and 70s, public universities required 4% of median family income. Today, it's 10%. And private universities went from 20% of family income and now eats up 45% of family income. So it's a huge problem.
And I mean, I know that when I went to high school, I did not receive any training whatsoever into how to pay for college. Is that still the case?
Well, unfortunately, you know, picking a college based on a gut feeling or beautiful campus is something that's still going on, but it's really a luxury that families can't afford. It's really time for high schools to get practical because students and families really need that guidance because, you know, they have to factor in everything from the financial aid they'll get from the school, the federal financial aid they're eligible for, to a school's dropout rate and what kind of job success the school has, because these are really critical questions parents and students need answered.
And yet you have met someone through the course of your investigations into this who's trying to do it differently in high school. Tell us about Hector Gonzalez.
Well, Celeste, I was blown away. I was on a listening tour with the President's Council at a high school on the south side of Chicago, and I met Hector, who was talking about what he has done for his students, for students in Chicago whose family do not know that much about the financial aid process or the college process, but he has figured out a way to get more money from the colleges for his students, and we're talking grant money so that kids can make better choices about schools they're going to, because he was finding kids weren't even applying to college because they thought they couldn't afford it. And what's amazing to me is there aren't more people like Hector Gonzalez in the high schools to help students figure this out.
So Hector, how do you even broach this conversation with students? I mean, money and financial matters is not necessarily a 15 and 6-year-old's favorite topic.
No, it's not, but I think it's everybody's big dream. It's a family's big dream. It's a sort of like pride for families to say my child is going away to college. So if that's the case, let's continue to explore that and figure out ways how we can get these students to college.
I mean, do you also have to deal with issues of negative feelings about money? Sometimes people feel very guilty if they don't have a lot of resources. They feel guilty about the state of their credit. Do those things enter into your conversation with the parents?
Definitely. You know, but that's just one of those really courageous conversations we have to have with our families, particularly with Latino parents, mainly because finances is a private matter. So they don't even want some of their children to know that, you know, they might be going through bankruptcy or, you know, that they don't have any money or they can't even afford it. But I think the fact of the matter is that when we start having these conversations with our parents about what financial aid is, what FAFSA is, free application for federal student aid, and how that accounts into alleviating some of that debt or at least having some sort of money to attend college, it really gets some understanding that, you know what, I think it is possible. And then also stepping in and, you know, talking about what their lifestyle is like now is like, is there certain things that they're doing that they can stop spending money on and start saving?
So tell me about maybe a particular student that kind of demonstrates how this program works for you.
So we have one. We have a student who actually, you know, she's one of our wonderful success stories who got accepted to Lake Forest on a Fulbright scholarship, but not knowing that a Fulbright scholarship doesn't include living on campus and having to pay for your dorm separately. So like her full ride was just academically, but she still had to come up with money to pay for her dorm. And I think when she first got accepted, she was excited. But then when this came to tallying up some of those finances, it was like, well, $10,000 still makes a big difference for living on campus.
Yeah.
So, you know, and then having those conversations with the parents, like, well, you know what, what can we do in your lives that you can just stop spending money on? And it could be that, you know, I threw myself as an example. I spent $100 almost on coffee a month. You know, if I wanted to send my child to school, that's an expense I'm going to have to sacrifice because it's not immediate. So it's like, so start looking at small things in their everyday lives that they can stop spending money on. And, you know, it adds up. Like every cent counts, no?
Yeah, absolutely it does. But Beth, how do you expand this to other schools? Is there a limited pool of money or could every high school have this kind of program?
Yeah, schools can do this now. You know, schools can really encourage kids to fill out the FAFSA form like Hector does. You know, there's 2 million students who could get Pell Grants who don't because they don't know they're eligible. So it's essential to fill out the form. You have to educate yourself. There's a good book called Paying for College Without Going Broke. It's an excellent book by Cal Cheney that talks about college costs. And you just really need to learn how to comparison shop. The Department of Education is starting to work on financial aid shopping sheets to allow parents to compare. But you have to fill out the FAFSA form. Follow Hector's role model, because I have to tell you, he's increased his school's, you know, take from colleges from a few thousand dollars to close to $1 million, if that's what I understand, Hector. You've really done an amazing job, and I think families have to follow his lead, as do high school counselors, to educate families about how they can get more aid.
Beth Koblenzer, author of Get a Financial Life, a member of the President's Advisory Council on Financial Capability, and Hector Gonzalez, Family Outreach Coordinator and Parent Advocate at John Hancock High School in Chicago. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.